Episode 656, Accentuate the Positive.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, ladies. I am coming to you from a shiny heart. Okay, if I don't tell you that, I'm going to feel really gloomy because it's yucky outside. And I don't like it yucky outside. And I hope today you're not feeling yucky, because today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, all of it. And today you are going to accentuate the positive. Yes, you're going to open yourself up to greatness. Maybe you've been thinking, oh, I think I can do this. And then you go back to maybe not so much. Oh, I think I can do this and maybe not so much. You know that roller coaster of life? Well, you're going to start working on accentuating the positive so you can get off of that train. You don't need to be on that roller coaster any longer. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I am so excited that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions just for you to keep your life simpler. Now, with all of that, I feel like I've got to breathe, but we've got to go over a few announcements. Yes, we've got big stuff happening, and I don't want you to miss it. I promise not to talk long. Okay, you know I love to talk, so maybe it'll be an extra minute or so, but it will be well worth your time, I promise. Number one, maybe you are one who has iHeartRadio in your car or wherever. Guess what? We are on iHeartRadio. Whoop, whoop. Yes, we are. So spread the word. Tell your friends, your family. Say, look, you got to listen to this crazy woman. And they have no excuse, because you can stream it now on iHeartRadio. You can get us everywhere. We are on 7 different outlets. We're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeart, Spreaker, SoundCloud, and TuneIn. If that's not enough, woo. I mean, it's crazy. So there's no excuse. You can't miss me, right? Between the car, your iPod, your tablet, your computer, even the radio now, of course, the streaming radio, iHeartRadio, you can get us anywhere. So no excuses. I'll be sure to put the link in there. So if you want to share that, it will be there for your convenience in the show notes. And number two announcement. Yes, we are starting a brand new series. I have been working on it. I am so excited. Some of you have already responded. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You will be hearing from me. It takes a couple days for me to get everything scheduled for you. So don't hesitate. If you send something in, you're like, well, it's been almost 12 hours. Don't freak out. I don't live by my computer all the time, but you will get a response from me. But the new series is called My Strength is My Story. And My Strength is My Story, I want to give you a little background, because maybe you're toying with this in your mind. I'm inviting you, yes, you, I'm speaking to you, to come on as a guest here on Create Your Now Your Best Selfie. An opportunity for you to share your story. Most of us run from our stories. We're afraid to say where we came from or what has happened. But you see, it's our story that we find strength. It doesn't necessarily define us, but it does shape us. And when we embrace our story and we begin to talk about it, we actually get stronger. My Strength is My Story. So it's a brand new series. I've already been talking to some amazing women. I am so excited to have them on. Right now, we're going to do it once a week. Now, I haven't decided exactly the day of when this series will air, but I will let you know coming up, because we are just around the corner of releasing the first episode for My Strength is My Story. Now, yes, you'll find it right here on Create Your Now. You don't have to go and find another podcast or figure it out. It's right here. But we're going to be having guests. And it's something that, you know, some people will be coming on that are business related, and they're telling their business story or they're telling their family story. This is open to any of you. So if you are inclined to want to do this, or you even just want to get an idea, you want to talk to me about it, thinking, yeah, maybe I need to be doing that. You got that little nudge in your tummy, you know, that gut feeling that's telling you, come on, you know, that tap on the shoulder that's going, you need to be doing this. You need to express it. You need to tell your story, because somebody's going to learn from you. Then I want you to click on the link in the show notes, My Strength is My Story. You'll just fill out this little short form, just a couple questions. It allows me to get to know you, and then you will be contacted directly by me, not some strange person, but it'll be me. Only I am seeing these. No one else's eyes are getting on these. So it's totally confidential, and no, I'm not going to share your information or anything until you have said, yes, I'm ready, I'm out here. And you understand kind of how this all works. So I'm going to walk you through this, and it's really nothing to be scared about. If you can talk to your girlfriend, guess what? I'm your girlfriend. I'm here. And that's what we need to do. We need to share our stories. Because when we share our stories, we bring about healing. We can educate and we can learn from each other. We can share our knowledge. And I truly believe in this. So I'm so excited that this new series is coming. So you'll definitely want to check it out. And thirdly, if you are saying, well, I'm not really interested in being a guest, but I have some recommendations, click on My Strength is My Story also, and there is a place that you can put in, there's a line there that says guest recommendations. And so maybe you have a girlfriend who's written a book, for example, and you're like, oh, I think she'd be awesome. Then you can tell me a little bit about her, and then we can do like an introduction, and I can see if she would be a good fit for My Strength is My Story. So enough of the announcements, but I had to get this out because it's so important. I thought, well, today's a good day to do that because it's Inspiration Day, right? We all need a little pick-me-up. And boy, do we need a pick-me-up. That's why we're going to accentuate the positive. When life is vomiting on you at every turn, and you probably have had that happen, even probably in the last 48 hours, it's time to accentuate the positive. And this is the time that it's the toughest. When life isn't going the way you wanted, when you begin to have all those questions, curling up in a corner is super easy. And I got to be honest with you, I sometimes like that idea. But I want you to listen. I want you to listen carefully. You are created for greatness. Did you hear me? You, my friend, my sister, are created for greatness. I can't beat that into your head enough. If God was standing right here before you, he would boldly speak, you are created for greatness. That's my God voice. I know you can laugh at me. It's okay. Because God's laughing at me all the time. He has a sense of humor. I know he does. Because I've seen how he works with me. And if he didn't have a sense of humor, he'd be, well, anyway, who knows where I'd be right now. But thank goodness he does. So God, if he was standing right before you, he'd be telling you the same thing. Just because it gets messy on earth and we sometimes play a part in that mess doesn't mean you're the mess. We can clean up the messes, right? Of course we can. We can make things better. We can work within our strengths. We can help to begin to shape our personality. We can't change it, but we can shape it. We can learn how to respond and do things in life that are positive instead of reacting out of anger and bitterness. Accentuate the positive. Today really has been quite gloomy of a day. No sunshine here, lots and lots of cloud cover. In fact, last night we got just kind of a drizzle of rain. It was probably only like at a quarter of an inch, so not a whole lot, but just enough to make it what? Blech, just blech. I mean, there's nothing else to explain it, but it's a blah day. And there's damp air. It's cool and it's damp. And you're just kind of feeling like, blah. But you know what? It's helping make my green grass go dormant. Yes. And that means there will be beautiful grass, and healthy too, in the spring. Accentuate the positive. I haven't had to turn on the heat yet. Woohoo! Save it on my bills because, you know, we're almost into November. And a lot of times up here up north, yeah, it's cold already. And we've already had snow or two or three snowfalls. But not this year so far. And we've got fresh air, a longer fall. Accentuate the positive. Now, I get where you might be frustrated. I do, because life does happen. And I'm tired of life vomiting on me, but it's going to happen. You know, when the children are driving you crazy, not being able to do the simple things you ask them to do, the laziness of the world. I mean, come on. Can't you just do your job? Can't you get it done and do it right? I mean, come on, people. What is it? I'm still trying to lose my weight. This one thing just keeps hanging over me. Will I ever get there? No matter the situation, you must accentuate the positive. If I could go in and pull out every negative thought in your head, think how much room you would have for positivity, for beauty, for gratitude, for love, and for forgiveness. How much room would you have? But no, we hold and covet the space, the precious thought real estate with negativity. And we sell it every single day. And not always to the highest bidder. Because if we were selling our thoughts to the highest bidder, don't you think they would rather have our positive thoughts? It's time to accentuate the positive. So I have a challenge for you. Oh, yes, I do. There's lots of stuff to do today, isn't there? I mean, between iHeartRadio, My Strength is My Story, and now a challenge, you have lots to do. And come on, it's going to be fun. So here's your challenge. I can remember just recently, a few weeks ago, in fact, you might even remember a few episodes when I told you that I was done. I had this feeling of, I'm just going to hang it up. I'm finished with this. I don't feel like I could go on anymore. Do I really have the energy to give this? I mean, people will ask me, Christiane, really, how much do you have to say? How can you talk every day? And I'm like, I have so many stories that need to be told that I still have yet to tell. Little nuggets of inspiration and goodness and things to share that really could impact somebody. And yet I kind of felt like, well, maybe I don't have anything left to share. Maybe nobody wants to hear me. And self-doubt and self-sabotage was moving in. And oh yeah, was that negativity taking up much of the real estate in my head. And it was zapping every bit of joy from this woman. And I was done. I was finished. I was tired of being vomited upon, and not literally from my children, because I had many years of that. But it was time that I needed to move on. And God made it very clear to me, Christiane, I am not finished with you yet. You're not done here. And I'm like, but I've been doing this for almost 2 years. What more do I have to say? And he goes, you have lots left to say. And I'm not finished with you. And he kept trickling that to me. But you know what I was doing? I was buying more real estate, more negativity. No, I can reason this out. No, self-doubt. I'm not made for this anymore. I'm done. I'm tired. It's not working for me. Every excuse I could come up with, I was ready to hang it up. But you know what? God always wins. And so he did win. And I'm here with you still today. Even though I was done earlier, even though I was having those thoughts when the world was vomiting on me. But you know, God took all of that vomit and he said, I'm not finished with you yet. You have many nuggets left to share. So you're going to share them. And you're going to do it on my time, not your time. You need to accentuate the positive. You have a way of taking things and letting other people know in a real tangible way. You see, there's lots of people out there that kind of talk about what I do. Not what I do like in my life, what I do. But in training here, the strategies and the tools that I teach. There are many people out there. Lots of other greats out there. I don't necessarily consider myself a great, but a lot of them teach an abstract thinking. We need concrete thinking. We need systems and strategies that work, something that's tangible, something that we can understand. I feel like I should have music going on behind me because sometimes we do get ourselves wrapped up in this mind thing, and it is a mind thing, but we have to know how to control our mind here. How we need to reflect, who we need to reflect upon, where our focus needs to be, the direction that we need to go. And each of those paths are different for each of us. But we got to have concrete thinking. God says, I'm not finished with you yet. In our minds, we need to accentuate the positive. What is good? We need to sell the negativity thought real estate. Get rid of it. and start buying the positive. You need to expand that acreage. You need to build your dream home and accentuate the positive. So this is your challenge. I know. I told you you had a challenge, right? So wake up. Here's a time to think. Come on. I told you I'm going to give you something concrete, something tangible, something useful. So here in the U.S., we have, we've got elections coming up here in 2 weeks. Well, a little less now than 2 weeks. Okay, so I'm shaking a little bit because I have no idea what's going to happen. Except I am going to say this, and this is all I'm going to say. If you are listening to me and you live in the United States of America, you need to exercise your right to vote. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, I'm not going to get on the political bandwagon, but I am going to say that because your challenge involves the political bandwagon. Right now, every single time, whether it's in your social media feed, on Twitter, whether it's on your actual TV, on Netflix, on YouTube, anything that you turn on here in the U.S. or if it's connected somehow to the U.S., there is a political commercial. So every time that political commercial comes on, we usually roll our eyes like we're all done with this. We've had this for so many months. We're finished with it. I want you to focus on what? Accentuate the positive. I want you to think about it. Do you remember way back when, years ago, and this is probably really dating me, but I can remember going to leadership conferences and they said, well, you know, if you want to change a habit and you want to do something, just put a rubber band on your arm. And if you do the bad thing, snap yourself. And I'm like, oh, let's see, pain for something good, for positive. I don't think those work together. Pain and positivity? No. But that's kind of what we're doing here with the commercials. If you can accentuate the positive amongst the negative, amongst the interruptions in your life, imagine what will happen when you accentuate the positive when all is going well. Magic. It'll be easier to accentuate the positive when things are going well. But if you deal right now with the interruptions of your life, which right now are what? The commercials. And if you aren't in a political area, you're listening from another country and you have the wonderful benefit of not hearing all of these commercials that we do, then guess what? When you do have interruptions in your life, whether you're watching a commercial or, you know, watching a TV show and the commercial comes on, or maybe your child runs in and is tugging at your leg going, Mom, 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 right then and there, I want you to accentuate the positive. I want you to take your mind someplace positive. Say something. Oh my gosh, my child is absolutely precious. Oh my gosh, what a wonderful meal I have prepared. Oh my goodness, I am so blessed to have my husband working so hard for this family. Whatever it is, accentuate the positive. Find it within your heart because I guarantee you, when you begin to invest in the positive real estate, you're going to get rid of that negativity and it will leave your mind. And when you have those hangups, because we will, and the world is vomiting on you, you're going to know how to deal with it. And you're not going to have to run. You're not going to have to curl up in a corner because that's the easy way out. You can face it head on and accentuate your positive. Go out today and make it a great day, not just a good day, but a great day. Because guess what? Expect the unexpected because God has something amazing in store for you. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.